On Saturday, December 21st, the Highland County Arts Council will welcome two young Americans who've made a name for themselves in European classical music performance. They also have a very strong tie to one particular Highland County resident. Violinist Rochelle Hunt and cellist Katie Turtell will perform several classical pieces for violin and cello at the Highland Center Saturday night at 7 p.m. They met and began playing their instruments in the eighth grade while students in Fairfax County Schools in Virginia. When they moved on to McLean High School, they met Greta Sandberg, then the orchestra teacher and now retired and a resident of Highland County and secretary for the Highland County Arts Council. Both Rochelle and Katie credit Greta for inspiring their desire to perform in Europe, as Rochelle explains.
The first time both of us, I believe, ever went to Europe was actually through an exchange program she really nurtured at McLean High School. They had an exchange program with a high school in Detmold, Germany, which is a small town in the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen, near cities like Hanover or Dusseldorf. I went there twice, and Katie went there once in high school, and we had a cultural and musical exchange, and that kind of opened our eyes to how music really is a global language that can really bring people closer, and that really imprinted upon us.
Both attended college in the U.S. before moving abroad. Rochelle is currently a member of the Frankfurt Radio Symphony, one of the top orchestras in Europe. Until recently, Katie was a member of the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, or RTE, based in Dublin. She's now working as a freelance musician with an artist visa that allows her to work with several different orchestral and chamber music groups in England and Scotland. Similar to Rochelle, Katie says that first trip to Europe at 16 inspired her desire to play abroad.
For artists and musicians, it's often an important thing to be outside of your comfort zone in some ways and to experience a different way of life. I really wanted to experience living in another culture, so I lived in Manchester, England for about 3.5 years before I got my job in Ireland.
Once in Europe, both found that living abroad seemed to suit them well. Both say they feel very lucky that music has enabled them to travel the world and still remain close to family and friends in Virginia. But after living in Europe for a number of years, coming home can be a bit of a culture shock, says Katie.
I'll tell you what you notice. Whenever you're in, I was about to say queue, but I realize that's a very British word. Whenever you're in line waiting to go through customs in the U.S., I always notice, I'm like, gosh, all these people sound so American.
For Rochelle, who has lived abroad for almost 12 years, sometimes even English can be a challenge.
My daily life is actually in German. I speak German fluently. And so sometimes if I have gone days without speaking English, I come in back to the U.S. and people think, you're not from here. You have a slight accent.
We all forget English words.
Sometimes I forget words. And it's just a shock to hear when I come home that people say, you're not from here.
Fortunately, the music easily surmounts all other considerations when connecting both young women, no matter where they are. Their program at the Highland Center Saturday will include works by Beethoven, Mozart, Bartok, and Martinu. They'll also perform the world premiere of a new work by British composer Mark Bowden. Katie says the piece, called Smaller Than the Trees, was written with her and Rochelle in mind.
It's a luscious, kind of slightly romantic work, even though it's a, modern piece of music. Very lyrical, quite slow and reflective.
Rochelle says they'll finish the program with a work that will allow them to show off their virtuosity on their instruments.
Our final piece will be a piece by Johan Halvorsen, who was a Norwegian violinist about 150 years ago or so. And he wrote a fantasy on a theme by Handel, and it's become one of the most famous works for violin and cello.
In addition to the concert Saturday night at the Highland Center, Rochelle and Katie will also hold a masterclass Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. with Highland County stringed instrument students. Members of the public are welcome to attend that as well. The concert is at 7 p.m. Saturday night. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.